Riggs and Alley, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's about to come down to blows here with the Thanksgiving discussion. The stuff that doesn't belong on the table. Keep it off the table this Thanksgiving. Keep it off. Thanksgiving's a week away now. A freaking week away.
Which is awesome.
It seems really late, by the way. It seems later than normal.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, the discussion of cranberry sauce always comes up. Intern Visco Girl and I were just discussing cranberry sauce.
You guys set me up.
Set you up for what?
The cranberry sauce. You asked me what I didn't like for Thanksgiving.
And you said cranberry sauce.
But you guys knew already you were waiting for me to say cranberry
sauce. No, but I don't like it either. I think it's disgusting. I think it's horrifying.
And I think
especially when it comes out of the damn can, that gelatinous, that flops out.
I'm cutting you off. You're both, pardon my language, you're both idiots, okay? You're both silly for not liking cranberry sauce.
I don't.
Dude, there's nothing better than the joy of hearing, you open up the can and you jiggle a little bit and then you gotta jiggle the can to get it out. And when it hits the plate, and then slicing it up, sign me up.
That's like yumming the word moist. That's just, can't do that.
Don't you try to besmirch the good name of cranberry sauce by bringing moist into it.
It's just a moist gob of blah.
Oh, it's delicious.
In the plate. You know what else is disgusting? Leave it off my Thanksgiving table. Green bean casserole.
Yeah.
Green bean casserole.
That I will agree with.
No way.
I'll eat the crunchy onions on the top, but I will not touch the casserole.
I hate onions as it is, let alone dried onions on top of it.
Ooh. I'm not an onion fan either, but I like the crunchy onions.
The texture thing gets me because you have the wet, moist, like noodle, the green beans and everything with the cream and the soup and everything.
It's warm.
Yeah. And then the crunchy onions on top. I don't like the contrast of the mushy and the crunchy at the get. I can't do it. Can't do it. Leave it off the table. 71037, you can send us a text. Are people lighting us up right now?
Speaking of off the table, someone said elbows off the table. Don't bring your elbows to my table.
Leave your elbows off the table.
My grandmother would smack me with a ruler.
They would, absolutely.
You're damn right.
What do you leave off the Thanksgiving table? 414-799-1037. You can call. We can talk about it. Or you can just send us a text if you're in a safe spot to 71037. We'll read your text. We'll take your calls next. What are you keeping off the table for Thanksgiving next week, huh? Are we going to come to blows over stuffing, really? Stuffing?
We've been yelling at each other for the last 6 minutes, nonstop, off the air.
There's an argument about Thanksgiving that's happening right now. Between, if you've just been listening, we were having an argument about cranberry sauce, first of all.
And then.
Well, it's evolved into something else, a discussion about stuffing, which we'll have in a second, by the way. But cranberry sauce, by the way, you can chime into this at 71037 or you can call 414-799-1037. Leave it off the Thanksgiving table. I said the canned cranberry sauce.
I said you're loopy and wild
that
and crazy.
That little gelatinous thing that ploops off the plate.
So good.
Come on, really good. Jim called up. He had a comment about that.
Yeah, so I mean, the stuff that Gibbons likes, which is from the can, is disgusting.
Right.
But my mom makes it. It's actually my grandma's recipe, but basically you take like a grinder, which grinds it into little pieces. You take actual like cranberries, like dried cranberries.
Yeah.
You grind them together. You grind them with apples too, and then you put them on like a platter. And you sprinkle it with sugar on top, or I'm sorry, you mix the sugar in actually. You put it on a platter, and then you put Cool Whip on top of that. And it's
wow,
bro!
You hooked me in with that. When you have like fresh cranberries and you're making it that way, I would try that. Like, that sounds like good cranberry sauce.
Apples mixed in too. Ooh, and a ground up, so it's like almost like a jelly.
You know, cranberries are like one of the number one things that Wisconsin makes. Like, we make some of the most in the country.
Yeah. I knew that.
Yeah.
I totally knew that.
Cranberries, but homemade, you say, Jim. Thanks for calling.
Yep, no problem. Thanks.
Somebody texted into 71037, leave Jell-O fluff off the Thanksgiving table. Somebody else texted, if you don't like cranberry sauce, you're a communist.
Thank you.
That escalated quickly.
Thank you.
Someone else said stuffing, but leave the box cranberry stuffing off the table. Wait, what?
Box stuffing is the worst.
What's wrong with box stuffing?
Mama G makes homemade stuffing, and it's the greatest stuffing of all time. And when she started making that, I am completely turned off and honestly grossed out by like stovetop stuffing.
It grosses you out, though?
Yes.
I'm equal opportunity stuffing. I like any type of stuffing. My grandma would make it with bread, and it was like bread with the broth from the chicken.
Yes.
And it was like really meaty and hearty, and like,
yes,
it was really good.
And that's
stuff
how,
it in the turkey is pretty good.
That's how Mama G makes it. It's so good.
Another person said Jello Fluff at 71037. Somebody said politics. Keep politics off the table at Thanksgiving. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Hold on. One more text about stuffing. Someone said stuffing. Let's call it what it is. Wet, soggy bread.
Yep.
And nothing. No, when Mama G, I'm only judging by what I know. And when Mama G makes it, she cooks it so well that the edges are kind of crispy.
Yes.
It's almost like a crisp on top.
Uh-huh.
And it's perfectly cooked in the middle, and now I really want some stuffing.
And if you cut into it in the middle, there's some wet, soggy bread in there, but it's delicious soggy bread.
Sign me up. Oh,
and also, you should have a whole boat of gravy for every person at your table. At
Absolutely.
Least.
Amen.
Everybody gets their own gravy, all right?
Uh-huh.
I get my own ramekin of gravy, and I'm going to drink it at the end when I'm done, all right?
Gravy
this
boat.
This is the rules. It's stuffing. By Thanksgiving.
Oh, God, I'm hungry.
It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.